The good news this Sunday of Divine Mercy is that we cannot go it alone. That's actually good news. I know that sounds horrifying to you who are introverts. You'd rather be by yourself. Maybe crowds overwhelm you, conversations challenge you, and making eye contact and being in a group of people is exhausting and draining if you're an introvert. But the good news is we cannot do this alone. Today we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, the eighth day of the resurrection of Christ. And we recall the one attribute that most describes God above all else, his mercy. In this image, we see how Jesus appeared to Saint Faustina Kowalska in Poland before the Second World War, telling her that no matter how hardened the sinner, no matter how closed off to God they are, the worse they are, the greater right they have to my mercy, if only they ask. We cannot do this alone. But everything in our culture is isolating us. We think we're not alone when we very much are, because we're on our phones constantly. We're literally completely isolated from interacting with other human beings in person. But we think we're interacting with the whole world because of what's on our screen. And we're locked in our rooms for hours, if not days. And addiction creeps in. And we're isolated. And depression and anxiety creep in. We cannot go it alone, but oftentimes we'd like to figure it out for ourselves. We don't want to be bothered with others. We don't want to have to deal with other people because they're complicated like us, and it's messy. And frankly, it's the hardest part of ministry, dealing with other people, because we're broken, and we have issues, and we have wounds. But the good news is we can't go it alone. Notice how the apostles, for fear of the Jews, hid. In many ways, they isolated themselves because of fear. They locked themselves in a room. After walking with Jesus for 3 years, seeing him cure the blind, the leper, the lame, the paralytic, walk on water, calm the ocean, multiply the fish and loaves, raise the dead, transfigured in glory on Mount Tabor, and what do? They lock themselves in the room, like many of us. Look, how we struggle and the way we struggle is not unlike how the apostles did. They locked themselves in the room for fear, and they would not get out. The good news is we can't do it alone, because Jesus came to them. He saw them in their fear, and he appeared to them, and he told them, "Peace be with you." In justice, Jesus could have said, "Peter, I told you to deny me 3 times. Was I right or was I right?" He could have appeared in that room and said, "Hey, you know, I was up on that cross for 3 hours, slowly dying and bleeding out and suffocating, and I had a really good view of the whole crowd. I didn't see any of you there. Any thoughts, comments?" He didn't do that. "Why did you all abandon me?" He didn't ask that. "Peace be with you," is all he said. He showed them his hands and his side to prove to them that it was really him, risen from the dead. The scars from his crucifixion remain, like the scars of our traumas and wounds. When we bring them to Jesus and therapy if necessary to find healing, they heal. They no longer hurt when you poke them and step on those wounds, but the scars are there. "I once was this way, but Christ has healed me." He shows them the scars even in his risen body. "Peace be with you." And then he shows them how they cannot remain locked in that room. He gives them the gift to forgive sins in God's name. Christ will ascend to the right hand of the Father. And he will no longer be walking the earth to forgive sins in God's name. So who will do it? Some Protestants believe this idea of isolation. "Well, God will forgive my sins from heaven. Me all by myself asking for forgiveness." But if that's true, then why did Jesus breathe on the Holy Spirit and say, breathe on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." He gave the apostles the power to forgive sins in God's name. And that ministry continues by the laying on of hands by bishops upon their priests in the sacrament of confession. You cannot be forgiven alone. You need another, the priest or the bishop. And just as we cannot be forgiven our sins alone, so it is that we cannot walk in faith alone. Even before his death and resurrection, Christ sent them out two by two. You cannot do it alone. And now he sends them out to forgive the sins of others. They cannot stay in that upper room hiding for fear of the Jews. Otherwise, no one will be forgiven their sins. It's now upon them. Jesus reassuring them, I forgive you, I love you, I give you my peace, do not be afraid. Get out and go and do my work of forgiveness and healing. But like some of us who refuse to go to confession and could die in our sins and forever lose our salvation, even while they come to Mass every Sunday, there are some among them, in this case Thomas, who is belligerent, hard-hearted, and frankly crude and gross. Catholics who are angry, who refuse forgiveness, who refuse to forgive others, who have no capacity for love and compassion. In their hearts, they're closed off, even if in their bodies they come here. Unless I see the nails of his hands and I put my finger in his nail marks and put my hand into his side, that's disgusting. Thomas, you weren't even there, as John was, when he saw them drive the nails through his hand and through his feet and pierce his side with the lance. You want to put your hand into the side of his open wound? That's disgusting. Do you have no sensitivity to how painful that may be to him? Do you not care? Thomas's belligerence was really quite unseemly. Yet Jesus appears again 8 days later, today, after the resurrection, and instead of saying, Thomas, how dare you? Thomas, that's disgusting. Thomas, what's wrong with you? He simply says, peace be with you. Put your finger here and see my hands. Bring your hand and put it into my side and do not be unbelieving, but believe. No matter how hardened the heart of a sinner, if they will accept Jesus, they can be forgiven and transformed. My Lord and my God. Jesus never gives up on us. He will always want to forgive us if only we approach him through the sacrament of confession and then learn to walk as a community of faith. Did you hear the first reading? How the early Christians lived together. They prayed in the communal life. They shared in the breaking of the bread, a euphemism for celebrating Mass. You cannot receive the Eucharist alone. It only happens in Mass. Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you. Take this, all of you, eat it. Do this in memory of me, the divine command. Because they prayed together, they celebrated Mass together, because they shared all their possessions together, the community flourished. People were converted, and there was new life that reached to the ends of the world. Because they did it together. Because they encountered Jesus together. The vast majority of Catholics come to Mass maybe once a month, and they literally do nothing else. They're never on the church property again. Not to pray, not to serve, not to be together. They isolate like the apostles in their upper rooms, making an hour appearance at best once a week. And then disappear again. Our faith will not flourish, and it will not survive in that way. If we are going to experience the depth of his mercy, we can only do so through confession, and in receiving the Lord in Holy Communion after, and then growing in community. Yeah, it's difficult to be around people sometimes, even certain Catholics. But that's when we learn our strengths and our weaknesses. We learn how to be patient and forgiving with others as God has been with us, so that we can be patient and forgiving with others. And as we learn to grow in community, to forgive, to laugh, to pray, to cry, to give thanks, to share tacos, to have conversations, the community can grow and flourish. But that all depends on you. You cannot go it alone. And that's the good news of this divine mercy. Christ calls you to himself to experience healing, no matter how angry you are, how hard-hearted, or how closed off and isolated. He says to you, as he said to the apostles then, peace be with you. He says to you, as he said to Thomas, peace be with you. His mercy is there for everyone and anyone. If only we'll accept it, receive it in confession, celebrate it in communion, and walk it in community. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And so let's follow him together.